Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How can we raise our children with love and respect? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. The same principles that guide a strong marriage can guide strong parenting. And relationship expert Dr. Emerson Eggerich joined us to discuss why his new book is Love and Respect in the Family. And he spoke to the remarkable importance of respect.
Absolutely. There is the man in every boy. There is the woman in every girl. Jesus said in Matthew 19, "Have you not read, he who made them from the beginning made them male and female." Male and female. I believe what Jesus said. I believe the Bible. I believe in a revelatory worldview. I believe God is there. I believe Abba has created us. And he's created little boys to become men, and he's created little girls to become women. And one of the things we talk about in our Love and Respect book is men need to feel respected, not because they deserve it, but because they have a need. But also, most men are assured of a woman's love. Women love to love at the level of intimacy. And so when you ask Harry, "Hey, Harry, yeah, does your wife love you?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." "Hey, Harry, what? Does she like you?" "No, not today. In fact, she didn't like me yesterday either." Men feel this issue of respect in a way that many women don't understand. And so one of the things that we encourage women to do, don't write the love note, write what I call the respect note. Say it in a way that's going to be meaningful to him. For instance, most men will die for their wives. Burglar comes in, murderer comes in, tries to threaten a woman. He'll die in his attempt to kill, to save her. We just saw that in Colorado, in Aurora, where the man opened up fire and four boyfriends threw themselves on their girlfriends and died. And those girls walked out of the theater. And many feminist media women were stunned. They couldn't understand how that happened. There isn't one man in America who's stunned by that. Mm-hmm. Men die. We give our lives. So write a respect note, something like this: "I was thinking of you today, that you would literally die for me. That is an overwhelming thought to me. Thank you." And then sign it this way, ladies: "Listen to me, with all my respect." Don't use the love word. "With all my respect," and then say, "the one who still admires you." I'm going to make a prediction. He will not throw that card away. He'll put it in his Bible. He'll take it to the office and set it on the corner of his desk. Now, you don't do this to manipulate him. You do it because he has a need, and you meet a need that he has as an end in itself. And when you meet that need, it is deep. At our conference, when I give this illustration, men begin to weep. This is so deep. But what we've done is we've taken this off the radar screen, because when we talk about respecting men, women say, "Gag me."
Well, that makes me sad.
It makes me sad because they'll say, "Well, Dr. Emerson, I don't feel in respect. It'd be hypocritical for me to show it. He's not superior to me. I'm not inferior to him. He hasn't earned it. He doesn't deserve it. I'm not going to give him license to do what he wants to do. I'm not going to return to patriarchy and fear male dominance. I'm not going to lose a sense of myself or a sense of my identity. I'm not going to be a doormat. I'm not going to subject myself to emotional abuse. But other than these things, Dr. Emerson, I'm really open to hearing what you have to say about this."